Yahweh's Design, a two-seat-line Israelite ministry with Pastor Dan. Now here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome everybody to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio program coming to your computers on the internet over C-band satellites, FM radio, and shortwave thanks to our rebroadcasters and 4D TV channel 954. May Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant peoples of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh in Paleo Hebrew. This is a two-seed line racial covenant identity ministry, and we've been studying this truth for a good number of years now. However, at no time do we claim to be perfect, and therefore do encourage your participation. Please have your pens and pencils handy as we give out phone numbers, addresses, and or questions. Is area 4476302. Now, tonight being the 13th of September, year 2000, had sent me a message. He is en route by bus instead of by plane, and so he's not sure if he's going to be able to call in tonight or not. So we have to stay flexible in these days, folks. And so if Edgar cannot make it, we will have an open mic, and we will talk about anything you want to call in. It's 812-476-3026. And I'm going to give you some other information and read a passage here. But again, if Edgar cannot call in, I would appreciate it if you would call in and share whatever news or information you can. This is your opportunity to get truth out there, folks. This is not controlled or censored like the regular media is by our Antichrist overseers. If you wish to contact us, it is by Yahweh's Design in care of Post Office Box 436. Stephensville, all one word, Stephensville, Michigan, yahwehsdesign.com. We also attempt to bring truth to you that you're not going to hear anywhere else. To support them, please contact them at Post Office Box 5, Indiana, 47716. Also, I'd remind you, if you send money straight to Heritage to support our airtime, please mark your donation as such so that they know to give us credit for that amount of money. .com. Also, for health concerns, we highly recommend Dr. Judy Nips of Salt Box Herbs in Pennsylvania. Judy is one of our ladies with a lot of training and a lot of contacts. So if you have any concerns in the area of getting your health back, clean air, clean water, etc., you need to talk to Judy. And you can reach her at area code 724-639-9607, and again that's 724-639-9607. Also, for a copy of any program, including tonight, you need to contact Mr. Steve Melching, and you can reach Steve at area code 219-356-2611, and again that's 219-356-2611. And also, I'd like to remind you that Steve has a special offer where 5 nights of boat hanging can be had for $20 plus some shipping, which I think is a pretty good deal. Steve will also make you the copies of the programs either in cassette. First class Stephen Berry, the editor of The Resistor, if you even at Post Office Box 35046, and again, that's Box 35046, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28. 303. Willie, step up to the mic, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Dan? Those airlines that them fellas could have hijacked if everybody on there had been armed.
Well, that's a good question, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but I doubt that they would have gotten very far, really.
Yeah. Oh, no, they haven't been interested right now in shooting the IRS, and they probably ought to be shooting them Jews. You know, who benefits from all this stuff? And they benefit more than anybody else.
It's behind us, no matter who was in the plane.
Yeah.
If it was an inside job, then it's the Itzalai delegates over here and infiltrators of our government and society that helped do that. And if it was the Arabs, then it's our relationship with Itzalai and the fact that Itzalai has been murdering a relationship to Itzalai. And all that, Willie, smacks in the face of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, where it tells us to watch out for those who falsely call themselves of Judah but are the synagogue of Satan.
Right. Yeah, that, it's a terrible thing, you know, the thing that happened. And, you know, don't let anybody make a mistake, you know, like I said, it's a terrible thing. But we deserve it because of the fact that we've been helping them kill so many Palestinians. So, you know, I hear them all whining and everything about what's going on, but the, Palestinians and the Arabs have been getting this stuff from the dang Jews for, what, 50 years now? Same thing, you know, bombing and shooting and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, these Arab countries have lived with terrorism being foisted upon them from our taxpayers' money-supported activities for decades. And then we sit over here piously thinking that we're being patriotic by sending Washington everything they ask for and without ever being good stewards. You know, Willie, it's another example of us being disobedient people, because he demands that we be good stewards of our blessings from him, and our wages are our blessings from him, and yet we blindly send Washington whatever they ask for, and instead our people just blindly send in whatever they want every April 15th, and then we wonder why the world is mad.
And look at the way they're acting from being bombed. My gosh, you know, Dan, people, if they don't have the courage to keep their freedoms, no matter what, then they don't deserve the freedoms.
Well, and it's the Founding Fathers that said eternal vigilance is the price of wool over your eyes, but our people went to sleep.
Boy, they didn't go to sleep, they died, I think. what did the Bible call them, the walking dead?
The walking dead, zombies.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we have Richard Master on the line with a question.
Okay, Willie, you got to stay on?
Yeah, if I can, if you need me to get off, well, I will.
Okay, just stay on. We got Richard Master from Idaho. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hello, Pastor Dan.
Howdy, sir.
Got a quick comment for you. You notice on all of the major networks, the mention of the Jews during... We've got 4 days of video that we've kept record of this whole process. And you practically never hear about Israel or the Jews. This morning with Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, they had a short version where they had an interview with four leading Muslims from the Mideast, and that was all they've had. So they've had the Jews' nose out of this as much as possible, and it's quite obvious. As we drove around town this morning, my wife and I would ask various people, who do they think was ultimately responsible for this whole bombing of the Trade Center? And everybody just got a stupid look on their face and kind of stared at you like, well, I don't know, but God bless America. That was their response.
Damn.
Yeah, and everybody else has been saying all along, who controls the media in this country?
That's right.
Establishment today, I should say the missus did, and the lady behind the counter and the missus said, well, you mean everybody, don't you? And she said, I mean everybody.
Yes. I picked up on that. The buildings were bombed internally by our own people, very similar to what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing. A lot of people just can't buy that. But yet, I had four emails on my machine this morning from engineers that said, yeah, this thing went down artificially. This did not go down just because of the airplanes.
Very good. I believe that.
I do too. I agree with that totally.
It's my belief that they are trying to cover up the fact that they did, in fact, know about this bombing before it ever happened. And so they doctored that building overnight, knowing the time that those planes were scheduled to come in to probably by radio control. This is all supposition on my part. I crash. I believe that the planes hit the buildings right on schedule, and then overnight they set the charges, our government did, the New World Order boys, and then from some adjacent building they detonated them by radio control after us. That's how they wanted maximum body.
I think you're 100% right myself.
Because this scenario is what exactly happened at Oklahoma City. Too many experts said that this is what they saw there. So they learned a lot from the Oklahoma City bombing, and they used it to... That's what I believe.
It certainly has an awful lot of evidence and M.O., modus operandi, for this based on past performances. I would say it certainly warrants looking into from that aspect anyway.
Now, last night on the program, I think it was MSNBC, they had some... And they had very skilled computer diagramming showing graphics of an airplane, the same model, flying into the side of the Twin Trades Building to show how the, quote, pancake effect was to occur. Now, it's hard to believe, for me to believe that that was done in just like 12 hours. That's a long time before this operation ever came down. But they did that just because they wanted to counter the propaganda truisms that would come out of what happened with Oklahoma City bombing.
I would agree with you. I've worked in engineering offices before. You can't get engineers to agree on hardly anything, let alone something as complicated as that.
Right.
That had to have been prepared ahead of time.
Well, you know, when those planes hit that building, you see they went right on through on the level that they were at. The plane didn't come out the other side, but the explosion of the gas came out the other side and vaporized. You saw that enormous ball of flames going up. Now, I'm asking myself, could that possibly have left enough gas in that building to heat those main girders up to the point that they lost their strength integrity and that building came down? I don't believe that. I simply don't. They're saying that the fuel from those highly loaded planes infiltrated the inside core of that building to the temperature rose to the floors now. I can't buy that for an instant. I'm not an engineer, but I got enough.
Richard.
Yes.
These are the same experts that try to tell us, the same idiots that have tried to tell us that the airliner went down from a spark created by a fuel line instrumentation circuit, which anybody that works in electronics knows that that is about the biggest line of hokey that anybody's ever dreamed up in this world.
Well, remember the really good one was when they wheeled Kennedy into the hospital on the table, you know, right there beside him?
Yeah.
What range?
Yeah, and a United States Marshal, a friend of mine about, 15, 20 years ago, showed me some pictures that he had the whole back end of Kennedy's head blowed out.
Right. Well, you can see it in the Gebruder films where the entire brain was blown out. You can see it right there. But this Twin Trades building, this is going to be a real interesting exercise in investigations for quite a long time.
One thing I'm curious about, gentlemen, and maybe you can give me your insight on this, we got everybody claiming that this was a great strike at Americana. I don't know about you, but the Twin Towers, to me, represents Babylon far more than it does Christian America.
And for. I agree with that.
I don't see taking the Twin Towers out as being a strike against my Christian European-American heritage, because if you remember the first bomb, I believe it was in 1993, you remember the TV networks were going down on the streets and they were interviewing all the people that were working there as they came out, and they interviewed all the cab drivers. Do Do you remember back to that, the fact that every single person that I personally saw being interviewed had an accent and was not even an American?
Right. Well, look at all these people that they're bringing out of this building that survived. The whole streets were Cubans and Mexicans and you name it. There's very few whites down there. But I think the important thing is that the Twin Trades buildings represented capitalism of American Jewry. It represented Wall Street, the Zionist capital of the world. And that I think that was apropos when they hit the Trade Center.
Well, if it was indeed the Arabs, let's assume that the average American, Tana, that I'm aware of, the World Trade Center is Jewish, for crying out loud. It's Babylon.
Right. You're exactly right. And the Arabs understood that, too. All I'm saying is that the New World Order boys who are controlling our government, our Zog, they wanted this to happen. They wanted Oklahoma City to happen because this helps their whole program and establish new laws and regulations curtailing the rights and privileges and the freedoms of the American people. So if the Arabs did bomb the building, which I believe they did, it got a message out to the Americans. It made Americans very apathetic and very paranoid. They're scared to death right now.
Dan, I better get out of here so somebody else can call.
Okay, Willie, thank
y'all are blessed, and y'all have a good day.
You too, Willie.
Okay, I'll get off of here too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hog the line.
Oh, that's okay. Nobody else has called in yet.
Okay. But you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And the government wanted to magnify, they wanted to maximize the damages on the World Trade Center, and this is why they went in, because they, in fact, did know about it before it happened. They're just trying to make the American people believe that they didn't have a clue. $31 billion a year on intelligence networking, and they didn't have a clue? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and all this high tech that can look through into all email and phone conversations, and they didn't have a clue of something of this magnitude coming.
Crypto messages, millions of them per second. They know what these guys are doing. And
gentlemen?
Yes.
This is your board operator. You said that the American people are frightened. They are. But I personally talked to young men yesterday out of going into the service because they want to go out and kill somebody because they attacked their homeland.
Right.
I think this deep, quiet, and abiding thing is not going to go away. And I think if it's a revolution on the street.
Well, I'm, like I told around the world, to strike at Zog control the U.S. government. That's an embarrassment for the American people. We should have put a stop to this a long time ago, ourselves, right here at home in our own backyard. So if they want to do something to fight the enemy of this country, they should become conspiratologists and go on the air and do what they can to awaken the American people and get some energy out there.
So you give out the information on how people can get a hold of you and learn how to be a conspiratologist.
Okay, if you're inviting me, I will.
Okay, just stay on the line for a minute. Ed from Texas, welcome to the program.
Hello, Pastor Dan. How are you guys?
We're doing fine, sir.
Listen, I just wanted to pass on some information. I don't know if y'all heard it or not, but I heard this morning that there was a firefighter that had under the rubble to rescue some people, and he saw all the columns, and he said, these columns have all been blown away. He made that statement. And so that somehow they've got the information about that. Then there was another lady this morning that said that this was one of the... victims of the crime. She was working in the basement of the building. She'd worked there for 15 years. She said, and she said she felt the blast, and she said, "Oh my God, another bombing!" Because she was there at the first bombing of the World Trade Center, and she said, "Oh my God, another blast!" And she said she felt at least two or three actual explosions, and. And then when the explosions went off, they described flying debris in the basement now. That's not on the top. You know, it's supposed to have fell from the top.
Right.
But they felt the debris from the bottom. So we've got several people who are giving the information that bombed.
Well, because he was a survivor, quote, survivor, and he heard some popping sounds of like bombs going off. And that was the last you saw of him on the internet, on the news.
Isn't that strange?
So So they're trying to cover this up. I certainly believe, from what I have seen and heard already, that this was another Oklahoma operation. I really do.
Yeah. I think so too. It sure smacks of it. I really do. I think they're just, like y'all were saying before, you know, the people who have everything to gain is Israel, because they're trying to get us into the Third World War, I'm pretty sure, against all the Muslims and Arabs. And they want to draw America into the fight.
Right. Pastor Dan, I'm going to have to admit something here that I was deaf, and that is the fact that over the last several years, people from time to time have asked me what kind of terrorist activity that I would expect in this country. And this is what I told them. I said that right now the technology is such that they can put a nuclear device in a briefcase, let alone a suitcase, and when they bombed the Twin Towers, the Arabs did with that truck bomb, supposedly the government had something to do with that, they used a full-size truck. But all this time, I have always expected them to get a hold of a major nuclear device, put it in a utility truck, and park it at the top level of a parking lot there in Manhattan, and blow that entire island right out into the Atlantic. Make a parking lot out of it. That's what I expected. So I was wrong in this. They did. This was quite an operation. And they used a conventional airplane loaded with gasoline or aviation fuel. So, I think the people of Manhattan are awfully damn lucky. That's my personal belief. I think the whole eastern seaboard of the United States...
You know what, excuse me, but you know why they didn't do that, don't you?
Why, the ADL is located there?
Yeah, because there's mostly Jews there.
Yep.
That's just New York. That's not New York.
Yeah, but you see, these are anti-Jews that pull this operation off.
Well, supposedly. But
well, I believe it was.
You think it was? I've got a break, guys. You're welcome to stay on with us.
I'll get off and let somebody else have it.
Okay.
Galaxy 11, transponder 14, 7.71 wideband audio, the Heritage Broadcasting System.
Sorry about that.
Alrighty. Sorry about that, folks. A little technical glitch there, but we can handle that. Do I have Ed and Richard with me yet? Apparently not.
Well, I think Ed from Texas is still on the line. Let's see.
Oh, be able to hear you. Go ahead, Pastor Dan. I'll get him back up right.
Okay. Hello. Anyway, we'll straighten this whole mess out. Probably some more glitches and all due to all the traffic on the phone lines and all the hokey pokey going on. Who knows? But anyway, welcome back to By Yahweh's Design. This is the 13th of September, year 2001. Originally, we entitled this 5 years in prison simply for calling a black man a nigger. And he did that after this 6-foot-something, 200-and-some-pound black guy almost strangled her rescue. And after the black man had gone clear into the building, he was and out of sound. He just said, tell that nigger to come back out here or something to that effect. And he was charged. Nothing was charged against the black man nearly strangling his wife with her own strap of the camera strap around her neck. 5 years in prison, and Edgar Steele was going to be our guest, who is his attorney, who's handling the case pro bono from California. And but unfortunately, due to the airlines being shut down, Edgar is midpoint in travels, and he had to go by bus. And so that was an unscheduled event, and we apologize. We'll try to get Edgar back on the program maybe next week. Tomorrow night we have Mr. Jim Floyd, who's going to join us with some of his take on what's been happening. That should be an interesting one.
I believe we got Ed back.
Okay. Ed from Texas, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, Pastor Dan, another reason I wanted to kind of counter the what your guest had said there, the fellow that was on before me, or with me, I mean, he was saying that he felt like, I kind of disagree with that because, you know, they're trying to save the suckerfish, they're trying to save all the, so I don't think it would be usable for a long time if they set off too many of those bombs anyway. And the other reason why I think they wouldn't do it in New York is because, don't forget, you know, Chase Manhattan there, Federal Reserve is off in New York. It's going to be somewhere like Oregon, somewhere where there's... So, and the other thing I was going to bring up, too, have you heard anything about the sprinkler system in those buildings? Didn't it have a fantastic sprinkler system in it?
Yes, it did.
Well, wouldn't that put down all the fire?
In fact, that's what I heard exactly did happen. The fire that was there on the lower floors, what flame did matter in the upper stories, and that
right there puts the whole idea down that the plane brought it down. Because if the plane was going to bring it down, at number one, and number two, if it did, if it was taken down by the plane and there was no explosives, the building would have been over and fell all over the place. I mean, it wouldn't have fell just straight down like that anyway.
Well, we've got Richard back.
Oh, very good.
Okay, well, that's all I want to say, Pastor Dan, and I just wanted to, you know, put my two cents in and let you know what I've heard.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Y'all all
right, God bless. Uh-huh, bye.
Be strong down there, buddy.
All righty.
Okay, Richard, you're back with us. Did you want to add some more there before you give your website?
People were asking me what I thought a terrorist attack would be against the Jews. Now, this was based upon the summation that the Muslims were going to have a retaliatory terrorist act in this country against the Jews. So if they're going to do that, they're going to do the maximum possible, and I thought that there would be a very good chance that they would be using nuclear devices. Now, in this particular case, they use the airplanes, and our New World Order boys, our government, intervened with minimum destructive power by letting them use the airplanes and the gas. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
They allowed the event to happen and then expounded upon it for their own benefit, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's got that written all over it here. So consequently, this was a terrific operation that worked out for both the Arabs and for the New World Order. But I don't think the Arabs weren't doing it.
This is an indication of some things that might be turning the screw in the wrong direction according to the Zionist plan. Now, I'll give them credit for being criminal geniuses. They are criminal geniuses, but they're not God Almighty. One of my friends lived back on the East Coast, and he was listening to the Jewish talk show, Conservative, so, you know, Jews love to control both sides of an argument, so they'll have a Jew conservative and a Jew liberal, and we're supposed to believe whatever these two guys come up with.
Right. Well,
anyway, Irv Homer's got a program on, supposedly, saying that we need to get the United Nations out of America. Well, my friend calls in and says, no, we need to get out of the United Nations, period, and not just move it out of our country. Well, this lady, and I guess he said more than just this lady, but he said this lady in particular struck his attention. She called from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Now, if anybody knows that area, knows that is highly infested with these people. She called from that area and said, what happened today? Now, this was Tuesday. What happened today was nothing more than an elaborate plot by the Jews to get us...
Well, any Jews that were killed in this operation were generally referred to as the Jews by just the word they use for it, the collateral operation, sacrifices. That's what the Jews call it when they have to kill their own people in order to accomplish their own New World Order objectives.
You mean like when they sunk the boat full of them back in the 40s to get world sympathy for Israel even to come into existence?
Yeah, and all the little gas chambers that gassed all the Jews, yes. Acceptable sacrifices.
Yeah. Well, they're the world's deceivers, and that's right out of Scripture. Jesus, the Messiah, said it of them clear back in John chapter 8 and many other places. Nothing new under the sun. 2,000 years later, they're still doing exactly what they've always been doing.
Last time I was on your program, or the time before that, I put the challenge out to the people. If anybody had any special research on the World Jewish Congress, I would appreciate them passing that on to our association, because I believe that that's where the real heart of this issue is. The John Birch Society is always talking about the Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations and all these naughty org. It has a department in its own organization called Council on Foreign Relations with Nations.
Yeah, really. Now, as I mentioned before, Richard, how about giving the folks how they can get a hold of you for conspiratology information and maybe even learn how to be a deep
in time? I'm with the International Conspiratological Association. And a lot of this information is on conspiratology.org. C-O-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-O-L-O-G-Y. Conspiratology.org. And on there you can find a lot of information. We have a good section on reading lists and things to read. And we can also help people to help them train them to be political deprogrammers, so that they can go into a police department or a college or a university or a civic group, and they can sit down and in an hour and 45 minutes they can deprogram an entire audience. And that's what we need to do. We desperately need people with the stamina and the courage and the ability that will speak up and start telling this whole thing in a systematic way, so that people know that you're not some kind of a raving lunatic. The Jews love that when people go off half-cocked and act like an insane moron. But we do it in a very systematic way. So police officers out there, FBI federal agents, please listen to what I'm saying. Go to conspiratology.org. Get in touch with us. We need whistleblowers. We need people who know the fact of government whistleblowers desperately to get the truth out to the people.
We need men to stand up and be men once again.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Pastor Dan, so very much for your program and for all the energy you put into this and getting it out to the people. And I'll get off of here and shut up for a change.
best wishes, great calls. And we thank the callers, all of them. Willie from Texas, Richard from up there in Idaho, Ed from Texas, and JD there at the Bull 812-476-3026. And again, that's 812-476-3026. In case anybody's wondering why I'm pastor, we have Don from Minnesota. Don, welcome to the program. Don, can you hear me? Well, he'll try again if he can. But anyway, I don't generally get into that because you've been given enough of that stuff, and as Christ himself said, that many people lay the burden of the law upon you and have forgotten the spirit of the law. And our Heavenly Father said his yoke was light. And that means that this contrived religion of the mainstream denomination, it was trying to say, that we worship him in spirit and truth. My spirit is one seeking truth because I care about all people, whether anybody likes to believe that or not. I really do. And I have always sought the truth. So in the spirit of wanting true peace and prosperity and justice for all people, and for the assist of bringing many, many guests out there, because I personally believe that in the council of many, there is victory. That comes right out of Scripture. In the council of many. Because, you see, I'm just a dumb old farm boy. I don't know a whole lot other than to have a childlike faith in my Father. That's simply it, folks. That's my whole secret. A childlike faith in my Father, and that His written word means exactly what it says. And I don't need somebody from some seminary who... Kazar from some law institute to tell me what's right and wrong. My heavenly is one of his kinsmen. And if you're not, and you just have the sense enough to recognize who he is, you can also be blessed. That's the main reason, in case anybody was wondering. But there is one verse I do want to read you, and this isn't to chide you or anything, but I happen to believe the word, and I happen to believe that this one verse has a very strong key for his people today. And you've heard it many times on this program, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. Sin is transgression of his law, not man's law, his law. And I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And I'm here to tell you tonight, there is no land needing more healing than the United States of America. We have gotten so wicked by his standards that it's amazing to me that he doesn't rain hailstorms from meteor storms from the heavens down upon us to make the... We have Bill from Pennsylvania. Bill, welcome to the program. Bill from Pennsylvania, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Bill.
Okay. No, on a program last night, something I haven't been able to find on the internet, and I've been looking for. A lot of us asked who else may have benefited from this tragedy, and there was one comment last night, and like I said, I can't verify it. I'd like to know if someone else out there can. I guess the William on the World Trade Center, and I've been trying to verify that tonight, and I can't. I just want to put it out there. Might open some eyes.
Well, that would certainly give...
I found it on the internet when I tried to do a search, but June or July, that was bought out in a huge insurance policy put on those two buildings. And the people that bought it, you know, it'd be good to expose that.
It's the truth that we need to put the whole puzzle together. Maybe this is a piece of the puzzle. Who knows? This is the first I've heard of it, though.
I'm just hoping somebody else out there can find it, maybe look into it, and let us all know. Like I said, I haven't had an opportunity to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. You're always blessed. And
me
again,
too.
The phone number, folks, if you have something to share with us, is 812-476-3026. And again, that's 812-476-3026. But anyway, on that Second Chronicle 7:14, folks, read it very carefully, very slowly, just that one verse. You don't have to do a multitude of study to understand the simple truth there. We took him out of our society and out of our lives for the most part. As I was telling folks tonight, when I was a young man and growing up, if you went out to eat or you went to visit somebody in their home, you were considered an exception if you did not give thanks before partaking of your meal. Today, when I go out to a restaurant, bowing the head and giving thanks to our Father, well, sorry, but it is. We've digressed that far. We've put him so far out of our society. Why is there even any utter amazement at all about anything that happens to us? We butcher the unborn daily in this country, and then we act like we're such good people because we care about a snail darter or a suckerfish.
Pastor Campbell's back.
Okay. We need to wake up, folks, and get our act together.
Oh.
Hello, Don.
How are you this evening?
We're doing just fine, sir.
Got a very...
What?
Well, I will tell you who wrote it when I'm done. In the year of the new century and 9 months, from the sky will come a great king of terror. The sky will burn at 45 degrees. I'm going to stop right there for a second because they said those planes came into the Twin Towers at a 45-degree angle. Fire approaches the great new city. In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart, the great lead burning.
So you guess?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Interesting, isn't it?
This is the 9th month of the first year in the new century.
Yes, it is. Well, yeah, and also our scripture tells us about all this nonsense going on in the latter days. Along in our Father, this isn't a time to panic. This is a time to look up because your redemption...
Rejoice!
Isn't it, Don?
Rejoice!
Rejoice!
I ran into a fella the other night in town. We were getting gas, and I know him, and I said, "You ready for war?" And he said, "No." I said, "You mean you don't want war?" He said, "No." I said, "You ought to welcome it." He said, "Why?" Because there was only supposed to be 3 wars on this continent before the Father returned.
Right.
This makes the 3rd one.
Absolutely. Hey, Don, hold on a minute. We got Richard back. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Did somebody just call in and say that there was a big insurance policy placed on those Twin Towers?
Yeah, Bill from Pennsylvania said that he had gotten word that there, just back in May or June, somebody had bought those buildings and took out huge...
On the air that his friend, good friend, Silverberg, had purchased that 2.5 weeks before the bombing. How about that?
So you're saying Trump said that...
That they were bombed? Sounds kind of scary. That said that yesterday on, I think it was NBC News. Because they were talking about the financial aspects of Wall Street and what involvement Donald Trump had and if it affected him in any way. And he says, no, my good friend Silverberg is the guy that purchased the Twin Towers only 2.5 weeks ago. And he was so disappointed because his investment was so shot. And there was not a single word mentioned about the insurance policy.
That's quite interesting. Well, hopefully Bill's still listening to hear that.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Bye-bye.
See what I mean, Don? In the council of many, there is victory.
Don't you think it awful interesting that they just happened to find a book telling someone how to fly a jumbo jet written in Arabic on the front seat of a car?
Well, that's a plan.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What do people think they do, that you fly a jumbo jet by instructions like you put a new program on your computer? I mean, come on, folks. Some of this actually gets funny, Don. I mean, it really does. I mean, they play us for fools continually to the point where they're getting so ridiculous in the garbage that they throw at us. They must think we're at the theater because, you know, there are a segment of the society that believes movies are real, but anybody with any kind of sense knows that they're utter nonsense. In fact, they get more nonsensical every year. And I think that the Zionists can't seem to differentiate between when they put some lunacy on the silver screen and then they pull stunts in real life. They can't seem to separate.
You know, right after that happened, as soon as I saw the towers come down, the very first words out of my mouth was, that was a professional demolition. And
well,
now they're coming out and explaining why it looked like that. Because the way the buildings were designed. Oh. Uh-huh. Now you're covering your tracks because you know what we're thinking.
The fact is the buildings were designed to take a hit like that and not come down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same M.O., but, you know, our people people don't seem to care. It doesn't seem to matter how big the body count is or how absolutely ludicrous and insane the explanations are from so-called experts. Nobody even bothers to ask the question of what makes this guy an expert. I mean, when that aircraft came down and they blew up in midair and all kinds of people saw the rocket go into it, and then they turned around and these lunatic jellyfish we got in Congress took and bought this story that a fuel line sensing circuitry could set off the jet fuel, and they bought it. Even though the avionics engineering people and everything, in fact, I saw it the day they gave their testimony in front of Congress. Very, very good testimony because I'm an electronics engineer. Everything they told us as a congressman was 100% true, and they turned around and bought some other ludicrous story from some bought and paid for guy that this thing generated a spark, which is the most absolutely insane thing that I've ever heard of in my life, and they bought it, and everybody went back to sleep, and America thinks that these idiots are looking out for it. Absolutely incredible. Hey, we are out of time. Thanks, Don, for joining us. Yahweh bless everybody. Don't panic.